You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM.
You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3. What is that? FM. Your big hit station coming up in just a moment. The gateway to the weekend, which does officially start at 7 p.m. No sooner, no later. Huge episode this evening. The K-Man's on the air. Also, Dr. Rent and a special guest who used to be a regular on Conversation Digest, and that will be up in just a moment, WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. And this is the new feature of the week, Dead Air, for the next 30 seconds.
Dead Air is awesome.
No, I can't get in. It says I'm the 10,000 visitor. I cannot get in. Oh, I had to skip the offer. Well, apparently I'm the 10,000 visitor, but how many times have I seen that?
10,000 on YouTube? That's just insane.
This isn't YouTube. Oh, that's your tube.
Yeah, you're on yourtube.com.
All right. Is that Michael Eisner? Okay, pretend that we're dead. That's the official theme song. I promise, folks, we will get to be professional in just a moment here.
Why ruin 5 years of perfect?
No, you're right. Is this it right here?
Sure, I hope
yeah,
so.
Yeah, L7. Be back in a moment. Conversation Digest.
No,
I don't want to do that. Are you kidding me, Doug? Still going. Verbal extravaganza hits the airwaves once again. I am the condition. He is the K-Man. Dr. Rent is in the house as well. In just a few moments, we will announce in hard-hitting news that will be your story this evening. Who has re-arrived? Who has transcended? Who has risen from the ashes
like
the phoenix? And that'll be up in just a moment. Also, what we saw on the way to the studio, the I don't give a crap moment of the week, coming up at 15 after the hour, where it is at each every Friday at this time. 7 o'clock sharp on Friday evenings for Conversation Woo! Digest. Broadcasting live over the internet, globally, as well as locally in Wisconsin. We're all over the place. Timbuktu, Tokyo, Chicago, California, Seattle, wherever you're at, you can pick us up live at wasamung.org. Otherwise, at famousashtray.com. We've got a lot of places you can go to see the live stream link, which is there at that website. Click on the link and you'll be hearing us broadcasting live over the internet, and that's a huge step in the right direction for a station that's trying to grow. Hey, K-Man.
What up?
What are you up to this evening?
I am in fix mode.
Well, much to your chagrin, your liberal chagrin, tonight's episode will be about the Green Bay Packers, because I'm a huge fan, just so that you are aware of that.
Like last week.
Just so that you are aware of that. And we'll be talking to Dr. Rent. We'll have Dr. Rent's current events, the Green Bay Packers Super Bowl edition, as well as, your typical features, including Dr. Rent's current events, which I just mentioned. Tonight is a night of repeating, apparently. After 8 o'clock, we'll be going to a best-of portion of Conversation Digest until 10 p.m., and that is when the K-Man will re-enter the airwaves with his own program, which is called the K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explorer. K-Man, I am talking. Please do not interrupt me.
Okay.
Strike three, you're out. Get out of here. Just kidding, K-Man. You don't really have to leave. Get back here.
No, I was
Get
doing
back
something
here.
Else.
715-842-8390 if you'd like to join us. Make a verbal contribution.
Okay, where's the camera?
Hey, can we get that third microphone hooked up, by the way?
On.
K-Man, what are you doing?
That's why I need the camera.
K-Man's down on the ground proving he could be a plumber.
Basically,
if you get my drift.
We are not on the air.
We're not on the air?
The live stream-wise.
We're not on the air live stream-wise. Well, okay, I guess we'll have to figure out what's going on there. What happened?
I don't know. Keep talking.
K-Man, I'm going to need you to... K-Man.
He's streaming.
Well, he's gonna become like a slipper for my foot if he's not careful down there. I don't have any leg room. Okay, so we'll go to what we saw on the way to the studio in just a moment here. Once the K-Man is sitting in his chair again. Oh, that's not good.
I have to run into the other room right now.
All right. Hard-hitting news. Can I get the sounder, please, real quick before you leave the studio? Hard-hitting news on WNRBLP's Wausau's Conversation Digest. Hard-hitting news. Hard-hitting news on Conversation Digest. 715-842-8390. Hard-hitting news. That wasn't loud enough. Let's do this one more time here. Which one is that on? Hard-hitting news. On this weekly edition, Hard-hitting news, Conversation Digest, the Ziffelman is in the house for the first time in 10 months. He's been on a sabbatical, a hiatus, if you will. It's playing right now.
Oh. Hey, I don't have this plugged in. No wonder I can't hear it.
Hard-hitting news. The Ziffelman's back. Ziffelman, get on over here, why don't you? Joining me on, this will be, while the K-Man's doing his technological advances, in other words, fixing the live stream, we'll find out what's been going on with you, and I will get a definitive answer once and for all. For those of you listeners who haven't heard of the Ziffelman before, he was a valued member of our show for some 2.5 years before he vanished. Some thought he was in Timbuktu, checking the live stream to see if we were broadcasting live there. Others thought he was in Tokyo, others Chicago. Ziffelman, what's going on, and are you back for good? Everyone wants to know.
Yes, I am back for good.
So what do you have to say to the listeners? You haven't said anything to them for 10 months. What would you like to say to try to make up for lost time?
Well, I'd like to say that I'm back, and hopefully we can move on from this episode tonight and rebuild some of the listenership on behalf of the Ziffelman.
Okay, so are you nervous after not being on the air after 10 months? Because that's almost a year.
No, not really.
Well, you're wringing your hands like a nervous... Like a nervous victim or something.
Having something, a little arthritis.
Okay.
The weather.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you back. You've always been a valued member of the show. We never wanted you to vanish in the first place. But I'm glad you're back. The K-Man's glad you're back. Dr. Rent, I'm sure, is glad you're back. That's Dr. Rent in the studio over there. He and the K-Man are taking a look. And
live stream's up and working.
Live stream is up and operational.
Wausaumonk.org,
otherwise famousashtray.com. The Ziffelman's here. Ziffelman, before we move on to the next portion of our show, which is the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week in 5 minutes here, your Ziffelman's Corner, I would like it to be possibly about the Green Bay Packers. How is it that you will view the game this Sunday at 5:30 p.m.?
Looks like I'm going to be heading up to my parents up in Merrill.
Okay. Well, you didn't have to say where they live. Okay. Not that you gave a street address.
No.
There, like you did
somewhere
on,
in Merrill.
Like on, you did on Facebook when you listed your address on there. That's never a good idea, by the way.
No.
It's
been taken care of.
So now, do they have an HD TV or do they have a regular analog TV?
No, just a regular analog.
Oh, good thing the K-Man won't be there because he would berate your parents for not having an HD TV.
Probably.
Because he does that at my house because I do not have an HD TV.
I do that constantly and
be,
I love it.
As far as game-wise, it should be a pretty good matchup, but it's also going to be a good matchup as far as... my father is a Steelers fan. I'm an avid Packer fan, so that should be a good matchup.
Well, I would encourage you, the Ziffelman, to refrain from adult beverages in case words do fly, if in fact the game is not going the way for your father, because I think the Green Bay Packers will win, but I'm not a prognosticator. I'm just a fan, and fan is short for fanatic. We all have to realize that. So if
yes.
I tell you what I think the score will be, it's just me being a Packer fan. So you're not drinking any adult beverages during the game, are you?
No.
Okay, what size TV do they have?
I want to say probably, 32-inch.
Well, because you said it was roughly the size of my TV. Mine's a 27.
Okay, yeah, so it's either 27 or 32.
Yeah, it's probably 32 because I swear I've got the smallest TV in the universe. I need to get an HD TV. So, now, any snacks?
Yes, there'll probably be some dip. My mom makes a pretty mean bean dip. With cheese, and then there's also our talk of supper because of being a late game. Supper will probably consist of steak and potatoes.
Well, there was speculation that it would be steak and potatoes on Super Bowl Sunday. I'll be out of town. I'll be watching it somewhere else. I won't be watching it in Wausau. One of the stories we're going to have in just a few moments here for the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week deals with viewing of Green Bay Packers football. and the environment to which we may or may not watch it. 715-842-8390. And up in just a moment, right now,
six or seven.
What we saw on the way to the studio. Thank you, Ziffelman. We'll get you in there in just a moment.
Very
I need
welcome.
The sounder, K-Man. I need the sounder. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. High energy.
We're working on it. How can I pick it up if I'm nowhere near it?
How can
it's
I be...
It's not the Hush. It's not the Grand Canyon.
Which one do you want?
I would like the sounder for what we saw on the way to the studio. Each and every week at this time, unless the K-Man messes it up. I'm in a bad mood tonight. I apologize, K-Man. Yes, please. Which one's it playing on? This one.
Yeah.
We'll get all four of our what we saw on the way to the studio in just a moment here.
Oh, I can hear finally.
It's not the Grand... What is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every week.
No one cares.
Oh, jeez.
It's still singing.
I know the sounder's still playing.
What we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every week at this time, what we saw on the way to the studio is an exploration and an adventure into what we deal with on a daily basis, whether it's on the way here or any other day. It's what we saw on the way to the studio. Hey, K-Man, what'd you see on the way to the studio this evening?
I saw me road raging against some other fool.
Well, what happened was with that scenario?
I was driving, obviously, and I wanted to get into the left lane. But the car decided to speed up when I was passing, and then as I was slowing down, they slowed down. So I just floored it.
Oh, wait a minute. I was in your car, wasn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you heard me scream.
I am so desensitized, you're screaming like a woman. I don't even realize it anymore, so...
Aw, I love you too.
Well, what I saw on the way to the studio was my sweet little Willipop, my mini schnauzer, was panicking when we left at my headquarters, my house, and she was upset like I have not seen her before. Now, normally the significant other, Leah, is home on Friday evenings, but she's out of town right now. So I think this may have aided and abetted Willa Pop's panicking of us leaving. She couldn't deal with the emotional detachment,
puppy.
And I felt so horrible. K-Man, did you see her in the window of my living room? She was panicking at the sight of us leaving. Were you aware of that?
Yeah,
did you see that?
She was going bark crazy.
Now, would you fill the listening audience in on the fact that Willa Pop normally does not panic like that when we leave?
Usually she's happy to get rid of us.
Yeah, it's a thrill ride for her. So that's what I saw on the way to the studio. Dr. Wren, what did you see on the way to the studio this evening?
Coming down Franklin Hill, you can tell it's a Badger State weekend because we have out-of-towners. And they were coming down Franklin at the intersection of 6th,
and they were
stopped about a half a car length behind that stop line. And the light cycled through three or four times with ever turning green on us because
they
have to be forward enough so that the light knows that there's somebody there. So after seeing it, the don't walk, flash and then stay red. I finally, there was like five cars behind us by this time. We finally somehow managed to get into the other lane, like unparalleled parking. And I pull up alongside him and I waved at him for like a minute before he finally rolled down his window. I'm like, dude, you need to pull up like a car length or the light's never going to turn. Then I went ahead and just turned right and went around the block.
What was his response to you when you did that?
He said thank you.
Okay.
What? And he actually pulled forward. So I'm guessing sometime within the next half hour, that was when I went to go shopping. When I came here to the studio, there was another little SUV there, and I was hoping it wasn't the same one, but it might have been.
Oh, well, no, if he's still there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just... Well, no, and if he had given you a not-so-nice gesture, which we can imagine what type that may have been, I would have thought how inappropriate for him. There's
yeah,
a time and a place
especially considering
that,
the size vehicles that I drive. Like, the problem that the K-Man had, I don't have, because when I turn on my signal and start merging, people just seem to move.
People mind. That's an authoritative figure that you have parked out there... In the parking lot, there's no doubt about it. No, see, and if I saw you barreling down upon me on the highway going the wrong way, I would say that I'm going the wrong way at that point.
What?
What's going on back there? I hear mumbletating.
Do we have four microphones?
No, hey, Ziffelman, what did you see on the way to the studio?
We have five microphones, but only three cords.
Oh, there were
to get another one.
Several pedestrians going back and forth on Grand Avenue, and I'm assuming that they're... Getting to where they need to be because the weather, I guess, is supposed to get a little bit inclement later this evening.
Inclement?
Into,
hold on. Beep, beep, beep. Back up. Inclement?
Well, yes. Another way of saying we're supposed to get some.
No, it's inclement, Z-Dog. Zifflement. Now I feel bad. I apologize.
That's okay.
My maintenance guys unthaw pipes all the time, and I keep thinking that would cause more damage.
Unthaw? Wow.
Yeah, it's a double. I mean, at least the Zifflement didn't give a double negative or a double affirmative. He just said, instead of inclement, he said unclement. I don't even know why I made a big stink out of that.
Oh, that's fine.
Wait a minute. So what time is that bad weather supposed to stroll on in?
About
that was 4 hours
ago. They don't know.
Oh. Because,
so it's basically any time.
Because I'm driving out of town for about an hour and a half drive, and then I don't want to deal with that bad weather.
Well, if you did the WNRBLP forecast like I do on my show, this wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, but remember we used to do that 11-day forecast, and it got monotonous. Remember that, Dr. Wren? Were you a listener back then?
About day three.
Yeah. You mean, oh, really? From day three of...
No, I would listen to 3 days of the forecast, and after that, they don't know.
Oh. Well, we used to have an 11-day forecast. Dr. Wren's always been... He's listened to us for years. We listen to his show, and his show's on Thursday nights from 5 to 6 p.m. He talks about everything Rent. And so now he's in here and joining us this evening. Before I go any further, I would like to announce these WNRBLP underwriters, these sponsors that help keep us going, Wayne Searing Insurance, All American Taxi, Today's Furniture and Mattress Advantage of Stevens Point, The Elder Sanctuary, and Hmong Quality Home Care, all underwriting sponsors for WNRBLP. And if you would like to make a donation or otherwise be a possible sponsor underwriter for WNRBLP, feel free to get, I mean, you can always call if you would like, 715-842-8390, and make a donation by writing a check out to the Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association. We're a nonprofit radio station, and we rely on money. Which, who doesn't rely on money? If someone doesn't rely on money, there's something wrong there. I mean, like, Gandhi probably didn't rely on money, did he? I mean, he didn't have to buy food or anything.
Well, probably just to stay alive.
Well, he was on a water diet. Right? Do we know what he ate? ate?
Ice cubes.
What
low,
is it?
Low iron.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
All right. Right now on Conversation Digest, each and every week at this time, the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. My God, it came in. Zifflement did not know this was Henry Mancini. If I would have known it was... If you would have known it was Mancini all along...
I knew it was Mancini.
Mancini's great.
I can't do that voice.
Should have known it was Mancini all along.
There you go.
That was Marlon Brando. So what happens to us during the Super Bowl... barrage.
It's February. Did you know that?
Of media. Yes, February, and we still have Green Bay Packer football, and I love that. However, what I don't care about are all the bars in Milwaukee that'll be housing the drunken fans, which is fine, too. I can't drink alcohol during Packer games, by the way, because I lose all capability of comprehending what's going on the screen before me. Where are we at here?
For what?
Well, I need the article, which I will not read because I don't give a crap about it. Pick it up, buy it about it. Well, no, we talk about it, and then we stop talking about it to prove that we don't care about it. JS Online. Oh, jeez. JS Online.
They're pretty slow right now.
Sure, all you need is a party of one to watch the Super Bowl. You, the TV, a beverage, a snack, and you're done. Which I don't... Well, no, you...
Chips? Lots of chips.
Oh, no. Okay.
Thanks, JS Online.
But there's nothing like watching a high-stakes game involving your Green Bay Packers with 100 or more like-minded fanatics, which I totally disagree with. A bar full of Packers riding the same emotional waves. Well, first of all, none of those people are riding the same emotional wave that I'm riding. I can guarantee it.
Why? Explain.
It's just not the same. They don't have the... I mean, I get nervous. I'm oh my gosh. I might as well have scurvy.
Is that OCD of sorts?
I don't even know what scurvy is.
Lack of vitamin C or something.
So bar full of Packer backers riding the same emotional waves is an adrenaline-charged communal experience. If you'd like a little extra exhilaration with your refreshments, it's the way to go. Finding a bar with a TV showing the Packers versus Pittsburgh Steelers game on Sunday should be as easy as finding snow and... Oh my gosh. Oh no, you didn't go there. But here are a few suggestions to get you started, including a bar so roomy it offers stadium seating. And where this becomes, where this actually turns into, where it actually becomes the I don't give a crap moment of the week is where the JS Online website insists on trying to convince me that they can tell me how to more effectively watch or view the Green Bay Packers in Super Bowl 45. I don't give a crap about the General Sentinel's perspective on how to make it a better viewing experience for me, especially when they tell me that I can be watching with 99 other people that are riding the same emotional wave as myself. I don't give a crap. I don't care about that. 715-842-8390. Maybe we need to expound or expand on why we don't give a darn about these things.
Well, you've been to my football viewing.
Oh, it's incredible.
You've been in the living room, and you've been in the bar. Why on earth would I want to do that?
I agree.
And out in near the man cave. Future man cave.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and Dr. Red. Would you ever want to be in a sports bar watching a game as important as the Super Bowl? I mean, seriously, if you didn't have the palatial setup, can you hand the microphone real quick there?
Well, first of all, I mean, I'm not a people person, you know, and, you know, I don't need a whole bunch of drunks diagnosing the plays, you know, like you know, he should do this or he should do that or it should be a double save, you know.
Who's pass interference?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, sometimes it is, but.
Well, sometimes it is, but, you know, when I share my opinion, it's because I'm the only one there to listen to it, and therefore I get a lot of agreement.
Well, yeah.
And nobody's in front of me. Nobody's ordering a beer. Nobody's doing, you know, like that picture. Oh. That picture. Nobody's doing that.
Who's Zac Efron? Oh.
No, the one on the left.
Oh, the lady. Oh, I thought she... Oh, okay, those are her pointer fingers. Well, that's good. And she's plus.
Is she shooting the guns?
What really annoys me here? No, she's not shooting the guns.
And look at the number on the jersey.
Yeah, she's an idiot. She's wearing a Favre Green Bay Packer jersey. This is exactly the reason.
I mean, we love Brent. We'll never forget him. But
Brent. Did you do that on purpose?
You have never seen those t-shirts?
I have,
We love you, Brent. Yeah. We'll never forget you.
Yeah. She's wearing a Green Bay Packers home Favre jersey. She's waving the fingers like they're guns. And I tell you, I thought they were other fingers, which I thought, JS Online, why would you put that picture in there?
I've been trying to bring the whole shooting of the guns when
well,
you get a touchdown.
Try it again this week. But I submit to you that I would never watch a Super Bowl in a sports bar because I can't handle. Plus, you know there will be someone that's not even a Steelers fan there. They're there just to infuriate the Packer fans by wearing a Steelers jersey, even though they're not a Steelers fan.
Now, what would be cool, and I thought they did this once, is if they put the Super Bowl on the Jumbotron at Lambeau, and then you go to Lambeau and sit where it's like freezing.
Well, that I would do.
That I would do.
Well, what I read, or what I heard rather, was that at Dallas Stadium, you know, the mecca of all that is sports venues with that huge Jumbotron, that they would actually have another Jumbotron set aside elsewhere that they couldn't see the field, but that the folks that were in the room would be paying upwards of $100 just to go and watch it on this huge TV.
Well, they better watch where they watch it. Mrs. Rent said that some ice fell off the building and, like, hurt people.
Well, that was another story. In addition to that, the Dallas Cowboys were irritating people, well, not just the Dallas Cowboys, but rather the NFL was irritating people with the fact that there was a power shortage. Thank you, K-Man. Take the baseline out, would you please?
Did and done.
And that there was a power outage in surrounding that area, and that a lot of people were very angry because they had power outages themselves, but at Dallas Stadium, whatever it's called, had no power situations whatsoever. So I guess no matter how much, I mean, if you have money, you can influence the grid. Which I don't really have a problem with.
Well, we've talked about that Badger Vegas game where they were about to make the spread and the lights went.
You want to hand him the microphone there, dog?
We've talked about that Badger football game where they were playing in Vegas. They were about to clear the spread and the lights went out.
Well,
and
that
they
was
had to cancel the game, so all the bookies made their money.
I mean, you got to believe there could have been an investigation to see what it is that happened there. But I guess how do we only have three listeners on the live stream?
Oh,
tonight?
One's me at home.
And one's Mrs. Rent.
And hi, Mrs. Rent. How are you this evening? Well, who's the third? I wonder if Leah's listening.
Actually,
to us up in...
My cat might be listening.
Meow.
Came on. Connection?
Yeah. Well, I left the speakers on the computer, so he's going to be listening and very disappointed.
Okay, well, typically he's your cat.
Hey, Zero, come here. Come get a
kitty
treat.
You
come
have
get a kitty
never
treat.
Said the name of your cat on the air
well,
before.
I'm talking to him right now.
Well, you've always acted like it was self-righteous for me to talk about my sweet little Willow Pop.
Well, I just
there's a difference between talking about and talking to.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to him.
I have full conversations with sweet little Willipop. It gets a bit...
She's quite vocal and...
Oh, very much so.
Very good with swearing.
Yes, she is. Very good.
She beats you with swearing.
Yeah. Hey, K-Man, let's get some Green Bay Packer music going here, dog. It's Super Bowl weekend. We're celebrating. That's a huge NFL Super Bowl weekend extravaganza here at Conversation Digest.
Kind of like a cheesehead.
Yeah. Hey, we know where I'm going to watch the Super Bowl, in the Northwoods somewhere, in unspecified location. Dr. Ren, are you going to be at your house watching it?
I'm going to be planted the exact same place I was for the last game, and just for good luck, same sweatshirt, and that cap is still on that Bears head.
Oh, is it really? It's still there. And Ziffelman, you're going to be at your parents'.
Yes.
Okay, and we know that you're having snacks. Dr. Ren, you'll have snacks, right?
Yep.
Okay, and K-Man, where are you watching the Super Bowl?
I am getting out of the area, going down to the Sheboygan area-ish.
So you're going to your brother's house that doesn't even like football.
Yeah, my mom's talking him into watching the Super Bowl.
How big is his television?
It's about 42, maybe? 40.
HD TV, huh?
Yes.
Well, I'm watching on a 32-inch HD TV, I believe, up in the Northwoods. Sweet little Willipop will be there. Leah will be there. Who do we got texting you, K-Man? I'm going to have to ask you.
It's my mommy.
What does she want? Say hi to her for
she
me.
She says, how late will the show be on? She's leaving Medford right now.
Well, why isn't she listening to the live stream?
Because she's driving.
Well, she needs to get a laptop with wireless internet.
Well, she's got a BlackBerry. Maybe I could set that up.
Yeah, you should. We could have a fourth listener on the internet. Like Dr. Ren always says, that means we'd have three more listeners than him.
Two.
You have two listeners now? No, yeah. if we had a fourth listener.
Although yeah, if you had a fourth listener, I'm up to two. I doubled my listenership in 1 week. Beat that.
How in the world did you accomplish that?
Came
in. Yeah. Oh, you know what, though? I listened to your program, so I couldn't do it this week, but I tried to. Ziffelman, have you ever heard Dr. Ren's show?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so every now and then you might have the Ziffelman listening. The Ziffelman's going to try to commit himself to the show again, which is great. If, in case you haven't heard that, hard-hitting news.
I'm pumped about that.
Me too. Hard-hitting news. Let's do one more time for good measure. Hard-hitting news is Ziffelman is back after a 10-month hiatus. Dr. Ren's current event's coming up in about 11 minutes. It's a Green Bay Packer Super Bowl extravaganza edition of Dr. Ren's current events. And in case you're not aware, the K-Man has never defeated me the condition in Dr. Ren's current events. We figure that I am around 9-0 against the K-Man in this game.
We haven't even had it for 9.
Yes, we have, roughly.
Oh, probably like 7.
7, 8, or 9, whichever. I am undefeated, and I do not plan on going down unless Dr. Ren somehow...
I will be redefeated.
Unless he stumps me tonight to the point where I lose, which I would be very disappointed. If I lose to you, it's going to happen sooner or later. It will.
If he's giving me math problems, like 1 plus 1, I'll probably win.
Well... What it would be like when you finally beat me in Dr. Ren's current events is like the son who finally beats the dad in one-on-one basketball.
Now becomes the master?
Yes. But that doesn't mean that the master can't repossess the power
well,
position.
No, the student will kill the master,
Thus
becoming the master.
K-Man always resorts to violence. That's not how I operate.
Violence or yelling?
You don't really yell too much at me.
I will.
You're one of the people in this world that don't like to yell at me, because you know that I will bring it.
Actually, if I yell at you, sometimes you freak out.
Yeah, I get really mad. That's like Leah when she gets mad at me for getting mad at her. Go figure. Oh, I hope she's not listening on the live stream. I'm just joking, Leah. God bless you if you're listening on the live stream.
She wouldn't listen.
She listened last week and she liked the show better than she used to.
That was crazy. I thought we slipped into a parallel universe where she liked the show.
I thought so, too. Hey, can we get one of those...
Can we get one of what?
Liners.
Which one?
The one with the website, the live stream thing.
Give me a second. I'll find it.
All right. Let's play some Jump in the Stands. You're a Packer fan. Who remembers this song? 715-842-8390. Where will you be watching the game? And also, do you view it as a disgraceful scenario whereby the Green Bay Packers and every other team in the league might just pretty much lock out their players next year? So in other words, you better enjoy this Super Bowl because it might be the last one you see for a couple of years.
Are you threatening
them? I'm just saying they should appreciate
like
it, because in the event that you are not aware of the fact that there might be a lack of a collective bargaining agreement whereby the season continues to go on next year, The players may be locked out. There may not be a season. The Green Bay Packers, whether they win or lose this Super Bowl, it might be the last one for a couple years. But in today's tough economic times, are you finding it difficult to support an organization or 32 organizations that might not get a product on the field because they have issues with the players and the union about money? They're millionaires. I have no problem. I'm a true capitalist at heart, but I'm just thinking that perhaps they're being a bit insensitive to the 10 to 15% of Americans who are currently unemployed by saying, well, we have a real problem where we're not making enough billions. We need more millions and billions.
Trillions!
Not trillions, K-Man. That would be absurd, wouldn't it?
Well, it's only 1,000 billions.
Oh. Apparently this is the unnecessary nerd moment of the week on Conversation Digest. What,
standard information is now considered nerd?
It's not standard information. Oh, you're telling me that a thousand billions, that's standard information?
Yes.
1,000 billions is a trillion of standard information. Let's get an interview with people on the street like Jay Leno always does, and we'll see. The most
set up people on the street?
Typical people won't know that there's 1,000 billions in a trillion. I wouldn't know that.
We're in Wausau.
I would have said 100, but that wouldn't make any sense either because it'd be 100 billion. It'd be 100 billion. Ziffelman, would you know that there's 1,000 billions in a trillion?
No, I would not.
No, Dr. Wren, you would know that, right?
Math major.
Dr. Wren was a math major.
I figured if I was wrong with that, he'd just start yelling at
me. Was he wrong?
But how many billions in a gazillion?
Yeah, K-Man.
Gazillion isn't a real word. Is it?
Check Wikipedia.
I think I will.
Okay, well, you know what we're going to do at this point? We're going to have Dr. Wren's current events. Ziffman, do you remember this song, Jump in the Stands by Robert Brooks?
Yes, I do.
You're younger than me, but in fact, you're the youngest in the room. I remember this song. Dr. Wren, do you remember this song? Jump in the Stands by Robert Brooks?
No, of course I don't. I mean, I might remember if I hear it, but...
Oh, that's right. You can't hear it. You don't have headphones on. Now I feel bad. Ziffman, how did you know? Oh, because I said the name of the song, so...
And, of course, you know, we've already had the discussion about being names.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, you may not remember Robert Brooks' name, right?
Well, I know Robert Brooks was a receiver.
Yeah.
He sung, too?
Yeah, there's no such thing as a bazillion.
Well, we gotta
I had to check it off.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and preempt this feature because it might take longer this evening because we're going to probably... I want to destroy the K-Man in style.
Because the question, what we might just do for fun, instead of stealing the other questions... Give you know, Ziffelman in his corner the chance for steals when a question's missed.
All right, we can do that. We can do that.
Oh, now I'm going to lose doubly.
Yeah, you know, Ziffelman's going to destroy you because he watches the news. You know,
I don't on principle.
Peter Jennings passed away several years ago, Ziffelman. That's all right. Dr. Wren's current events every week around this time
if it's live.
Yeah, well, if it's live, then otherwise, no, not if it's pre-recorded. And Dr. Wren needs to hear the sounder to see if he likes it. It's just music, Dr. Wren.
Oh,
but
we have a sounder now?
It's music, but
well,
we don't have an intro announcement.
If you turn off the mics, it'll play over.
Oh, yeah, okay, we'll do that. Dr. Wren's current events. Green Bay Packers Super Bowl edition. I could become 10-0 against the K-Man, or will he be 1-9 against me?
Why you turn my mic on?
Oh, yeah. All right, and also...
It'll be 7-0 or 8-0.
Where's the answer envelope?
Well, I don't...
Oh, Dr. Wren's got
it. He's
guarding
it with his life.
Now, let's do this stylistically. Let's do this streamlined. And also, by the way, this new part of this program, because the Ziffelman's back... He can steal an answer, and actually he can win on any given week by stealing either my answers or the K-Man's and getting them right. So right now, first question for me, for the condition. Apparently,
Internet Explorer K-Man, crashed.
K-Man, can I get that going, please? Which Wausau City Council member resigned for personal reasons this week? Oh, geez, I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't know council members could have personal reasons. Okay, well, I'm done on that one because I have no idea. K-Man, can you steal it?
Yeah.
Ziffelman?
I have no idea.
All right, well, we're all striking. Now, bonus follow-up, what aldermanic district did this council member represent? Is that a number, Dr. Wren, that I'd be looking? I'm going to say the third. That's my guess.
Chris Barr, District 8.
Okay, so it
Chris
is.
Chris Barr, District 8.
Well, I guess I was wrong, about as wrong as humanly possible. Okay. K-Man, what's your first question?
The construction of what aspect of the 400 block was approved to be done by Mirren? Mirren Construction this week. Who?
It's not a. You don't have to answer again? In a question form.
Who bid it over $20,000 under budget?
Under budget? Well, I know we're a good place they could put the rest of that money.
I know it wasn't me.
Well, what's your guess? Quit stalling.
Not me. That's
no.
It's what feature?
Yeah, what feature?
Oh, what feature? Oh, wasn't that the interactive fountain?
Dog, why would they do that in the middle of winter? Can I steal?
You can, but he got the question right.
What?
Yeah!
How in the world did he get that right?
That's the only thing I remember about the 400 block besides the wall.
There's also the money pit.
Well, and speaking of money pit, what's your follow-up? Speaking of money pit, what's your follow-up?
What amount was budgeted for this item? I don't know. 40,000?
I'm going to say, I have no idea. I could steal it, and if I get it wrong, Ziffelman, at that point, you I hate to say it, Ziffelman, but you can only steal after I have the option of stealing. Because you were gone for 10 months and you lost the right to be able to. I'm gonna say $150,000. All right, Ziffelman. No, Dr. Wren. I think
he can't steal if you got the answer right.
Did I get it right?
$150,000.
Where are you?
That was
these...
a complete guess. I had no idea.
You're pulling these answers out of nowhere.
That's a miracle. That is a miracle on what street is this? Sixth. Okay.
Next to the pothole.
All right, sorry, Ziffman. You don't get the opportunity to steal that question. Okay, third question.
Second.
Okay. The Packers Super Bowl opponent, the Pittsburgh Steelers, have won more Super Bowls than any other team. How many? The Super Bowl victories for the Pittsburgh Steelers currently is at 6.
Ding, ding, ding.
Excellent.
What do you... How do you...
Sorry, K-Man, but I'm a winner. Bonus follow-up, in what year did they win their last Super Bowl? They last won their Super Bowl in 2000 and... 8.
It was the 2008 season, but they won it in 2009.
Does that count? Because it was the 2008 campaign.
I put in my answer key that I would take either.
Excellent. So, okay, excellent. I'm just destroying the K-Man. No offense, K-Man. Mm. All right, you're up next.
The Packers have won more NFL championships than any other team.
Oh,
how many have
this.
They won? 12.
Ooh, K-Man gets one.
How did you know that, K-Man?
I super guess.
Oh, no, he...
See, I even have it written down.
Well, he probably... What? Okay, what's your bonus follow-up?
In what year did they win their last NFL championship? 1999.
Wrong.
Okay, good.
Okay, steal.
1967.
Steal?
Are you kidding me? I'm gonna kill the K-Man. You sabotage me, dog.
How?
Okay, Ziffelman, you want to guess on that? Can you steal that?
Last time the Packers won the NFL championship.
Oh, I know what it is. Oh, I screwed that up. Can I steal it back?
I just heard it too. I don't.
I know what it is. Can I steal it back? It would be the 1996-97 season.
There you go.
Because they lost Super Bowl 32.
But we'll give you a star, but not a full point.
All right, Ooh. So is a star a half a point, Dr. Wren?
It's a tiebreaker.
Oh, excellent. Dr. Wren's a very intelligent man. Arizona shooting victim Gabby Gifford's husband will be the commander of the next space shuttle flight in April. What is the name of the space shuttle he will be on? Well, no offense, but we know it's not the Challenger. It's not the Discoverer. Is it the Phoenix?
There is no shuttle named Phoenix. Steel?
No, that was just...
Wait, which?
I don't know, because it's Arizona. That's the only reason I... The name of the shuttle, dog. Pay attention here. Do you know what I am saying?
No, I don't know.
Ziffelman, can you steal?
The Enterprise?
That'd be a bit. That was a battleship,
Captain
wasn't it?
Captain Nerdlinger.
But there is at least a shuttle named Enterprise.
Oh, at least he was. why couldn't you come up with
Discovery?
Something that at least sounded like a...
And he got the first letter right.
The Emancipator.
The Endeavor.
Oh, the Endeavor. All right, well.
And then your bonus follow-up.
Bonus follow-up. How many total shuttle flights will there be after this before the entire shuttle fleet is retired? Zero.
Anybody want to steal?
One.
There we go. K-Man gets a point.
Okay.
There will be one shuttle flight after the Endeavor flies.
Yeah, because they're going to abandon the whole... They're going to scrap it, aren't they? Well, now I'm depressed.
Should I hit my last question now?
Yeah.
Because this is going to be interesting, because the conditions got three with the tiebreaker, and K-Man's got three, and Ziffelman hasn't stole one yet.
What African country is going through civil unrest with many calling for the resignation of their longtime leader? Egypt? Bonus follow-up, what is the name of this leader? Mubarak, or however it's pronounced. Guess who just won Dr. Rent's current events? It's no longer a shutout.
Wait a minute. One,
even
two.
If you got one more right, you still...
I have the tiebreaker, you tool.
Right, so it's 5-3, so you need two.
Well, who is it that retired or resigned for personal reasons?
Chris Barr.
And what kind
from Aldermanic District 8.
What kind of personal reasons are they? Do we know?
We don't know.
Oh, because they're personal. and it was number 8?
District 8.
Well, I call fix.
Now, here's the
question.
Were you web surfing while, because you had the questions in advance, were you web surfing while
No, I've been sort of paying attention to the Egypt thing.
Yeah, why? Because your president's throwing that away? Peace in the Middle East?
I'm so angry right now.
I am angry about that. I'm not just the game, but the whole thing in the Middle East is just getting to me.
Frame this or something.
I am so depressed about this. The only way they can make me feel better...
You can get the answer key and the scorecard.
Yeah.
Now the Packers have to win the Super Bowl, because otherwise I have a complete loser week. What can I rip up or... Give me that poster. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Dr. Wren. Dr. Wren's current events each and every week around this time. It's the first time the K-Man has ever beat
Booyah!
Me.
Booyah!
Guess what happens after this? I will never lose the K-Man again. I will be reading
Probably
the news.
Not. He's going
to
up the difficulty
I had
level
many distractions
guess
this
what?
Week.
This show will never find itself on the best of.
It will not. Well, yeah, but the K-Man's the one that assembles the best of.
I'll it be turns out it didn't accidentally record.
I think this
probably
I think
now.
This show never happened.
And guess who's going to put this Dr. Wren's current events in every other show now?
I don't know.
Me.
Well, to see what happens then, dog.
There you go. That your little intro music, you can mix in his little victory celebration as part of the mix.
Well, do your dance. Do your victory dance. You just scored the winning touchdown. That's it?
Where's the guns?
Oh, the guns!
The guy that's trying to bring out the guns, and then he doesn't even have
the... And you hear my great sound effects?
Yeah, I heard them. 715-842-8390 on a night of sorrow and grief. The K-Man just defeated me. In Dr. Wren's current events, we're talking about the Super Bowl and what it means to us. Who in this room cares? I'm pretty sure we got 3 of 4 people caring. The K-Man doesn't care. He just looks at it as being a reason to drink. Am I right, K-Man?
I don't need a reason.
Well, one more reason. Oh. I mean, you don't care if the Packers lose, do you?
Yeah, it could go either way.
Yeah, see, how can you be so passive about it? It's the Green Bay Packers, man. The K-Man doesn't care.
I'm not going to slip my wrists over it.
Ooh, that'd be a little bit unnecessary, K-Man.
Well, that's why I said I wouldn't.
Well, I wouldn't either. I just get depressed for a couple days, which is typical anyway. Ziffelman, would you be sad or depressed if they lost?
Yes, I would. I think that they've worked hard this season, and to get where they're going, which is down to Dallas, and I think that if they play like they have been playing, it's going to be a very good game.
Well, they have to make it a good game. Otherwise, it's like, what was the point? The bad weather joined them down there. What is that? What
Score
is that?
Card.
Of how many times I've beaten you?
No, for tonight.
Looks like you gave me 4 marks.
No, he did it.
So there's 3 marks and a star. That's the
yeah.
Record. Oh, I'm so depressed. Well, we got to be able to try to make it fair for the Ziffelman at that point, because if he can't steal unless...
And to
you...
be fair, I have been dumbdowning his question.
Yes.
Yeah, but very one good. Out of 7 times...
I think it's 8 or 9 times.
Okay, good. That gives me better odds.
Yeah. So how was this? How rough was this? 715-842-8390, a verbal extravaganza conversation digest, another edition You can go to famousashtray.com, all one word, to check out archived episodes of Conversation Digest. We've been on for about 3 years, 3 years plus, and a lot of episodes are on there. Now, we don't have all of them. We used to have another gentleman that is now on his own program on WNRBLP, Michael Bowman, where he intros the show with The Country Porch, pretty much a discussion where it's what you might talk about if you're on a porch out in the country. And then the rest of the show is
Lemonade.
What's Left on the Table.
Why did you say Lemonade?
Presents Hollywood Sludge.
Yeah, with Biff Mendelsohn.
His named source. And we were going to do Urban Porch.
Urban Porch and have gunshots.
Where we talk about, you know, the
background.
The robbery that just happened next door. Also, I don't know what else. I don't know what, I mean, what kind of...
Are you having a breakdown right now?
What do you mean?
Since I won, you just,
I had very little...
You're just kind of giving up.
I had 10 minutes of prep time for tonight's program. I mean, no,
it's
a good thing it's not a two-hour show.
Oh, there would be no way I could finish tonight. I'm exhausted, too, in all fairness. I'm absolutely exhausted.
Plus, my winning probably didn't help too much.
No, it didn't. It didn't help too much. Plus, I've got some other distractions. You know, other distractions.
They're like the buzzing of little flies.
Yes.
Swatting them.
Figuratively speaking. But, I mean, people are just so, I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. I guess we'll get back into the Super Bowl because that'll cheer me up. What do we think about this Roethlisberger thing? I think he's been, I think he's just been absolutely dehumanized by the media. But he probably is a huge jerk. Would we all agree to that?
He's huge.
Oh, he's a big quarterback. He's tough to knock down. If you can knock him down, thanks, K-Man. I like that song. He's tough to knock down. You know, I don't think he's nearly as intelligent as Rodgers.
Are you playing the knock him down?
Well, then I think that you know, it'd be a toss up between the two of them, who's more able to move outside of the pocket.
Well, Rodgers, I believe, is faster, but he's also much easier to knock down. And those two concussions are bad news for Rodgers because that he's a smart quarterback. He really is.
Yes, he is.
You give him too many shots to the head, and all of a sudden we're looking at a career that could be ended shortly. I heard on the radio this morning, Jim McMahon, the winning quarterback of Super Bowl 20 with the Chicago Bears, has had sustained at least upwards of 5 concussions during his NFL career. He's having difficulty remembering his career as an NFL player because of those concussions.
So are we.
Well, hey, I mean, I think that I have sustained several concussions in the past couple of years. The other week, I won't exactly say what happened, but I hit my head on a wooden buffet. Everybody knows what a buffet is, right?
Yes.
I didn't know if I was alive anymore. I hit my head so hard, and I thought I passed out, but I did not pass out. It was an immediate. I am so glad this is not a two-hour show tonight. I couldn't do it. But I thought I had sustained it. I mean, how do we know if we have, in fact, sustained a concussion? No one said, how many fingers am I holding up? No one said that. Because I wouldn't have known. I didn't know at that point that I need to ask.
The song's about being knocked down.
Yeah,
and
I get it.
Up.
I get it, K-Man.
Dr. Renfrew.
You don't need to walk me through it, K-Man. What, am I an idiot? Yes, I am. I've been hit in the head many times.
And you've gotten up again.
And I lost Dr. Ren's current events. I lost.
Keep you down.
Well, I don't like how. Yeah, you can't keep me down because I will destroy the K-Man 2 weeks from now. Next week, bad announcement. It will not be live next week because I can't be here unless we figure something out. I don't know. Unless we can figure out how we can put me in two places at once, it's not going to happen. Oh, we could do that. We could do that.
It's not a bad idea.
Well, we've done that before. Well, I think we would have a better phone connection than that, though. I mean, I just don't know what happens there. Why am I queued down so low, K-Man? Did you do that on purpose? You trying to silence me? Huh? You win in Dr. Ren's current events, and all of a sudden you're a bully? Are you a schoolyard bully?
Trying
to beat down and keep down the condition? Huh?
Always keep a condition down.
All right. You got to do what you can to keep the condition down. 715-842-8390, unless dialing from a cell phone. No, you still have to do that, by the way. No matter what, you have to dial 715-842-8390.
Well, if you're not in the area.
But if it's on a cell phone, you have to hit send.
Plus, you have to press send.
Very true.
It's so tough to press that button.
Anybody else have anything to say?
No,
We got 8 more minutes left.
Remember the old days of Conversation Digest where I'm the one that says the most because I'm the biggest blabbermouth, but I would just run out of stuff to say and say, I'm done, I can't do this anymore?
We could use the
Trying to avoid that. The grab bagitation topic of the week. I forgot all about that. Man, that's the lore. You remember that, Ziffelman.
Yes, I do.
Were you a listener back then, Dr. Rent, of Conversation Digest?
I tried to.
Because we used to have this thing where it was really, I designed it to be a feature that would work on our impromptu improvisation skills as speakers. But it would be just some random topic picked out of a basket.
Sometimes it was bunny rabbits.
It'd be bunny rabbits or nail.
You actually pulled a topic out of a bunny rabbit.
Well,
yeah, it'd reach down its throat.
It was a basket, and that would be a topic that could be possibly drawn from the basket. Was otherwise, you know, like origami, or otherwise floor standing lamps.
Peanut butter. Wasn't there
any of
butter?
Those things? I mean,
I think we had a. One of them, an episode on spare tires, I believe.
Well, we used to do a lot of things like that. I mean,
how to build a robot and then how to destroy.
Yeah,
the
why do you always bring that up? That was not the worst episode. That was actually a very good episode because it was tons.
No,
of,
I like the topic.
There were tons of impromptu moments, and it was a classic episode that you can still hear on the website, I believe, famousashtray.com, I believe. So no,
it's not there.
Oh, you took it off. Huh?
Otherwise,
why don't you just burn some books?
Otherwise, I do have CD copies of that, if anybody would be interested. And I mean, I know
you
it's
do?
Old school, but yeah, I do have...
Well, old school would be you having on VHS or a cassette
CDs
tape.
CDs of those, which I believe goes from the beginning of the inception of the show, and then basically
what
moving
say,
into almost the
you're
second year.
For airtime, there's a PSA.
Okay.
Go ahead. Important one to our owners.
Go ahead, Ziffelman.
That was it. You're ready to go.
Well, just real quick here. First of all, at this program, we'd like to pay our condolences or our respects to General Vang Pao, who just passed away not too long ago. Now, the funeral ceremony will be held tomorrow, February 5th, 2011, at the Rothschild Pavilion, and the massive ceremony are Kuli, Nang Shir Yang, and Bao Vang. And here's the program agenda. I won't go over all of this, all of these different events that are within the ceremony, but what I will do is tell you that it starts at 9 in the morning at the Rothschild Pavilion. And now they're going to have a lot of different things, you know, including, for instance, 10:50 a.m., there's a biography of General Vang Pao. And then all the way up to 1:10 p.m., that's when the actual funeral begins. But that what they will actually do is provide live...
Sorry.
There's always got to be someone in the crowd that's coughing during a serious moment.
I wasn't doing it on purpose.
I know, but you know when you're in a serious moment, there's always someone that coughs like that. Or a baby's crying. So, General Vang Pao's funeral, which will actually be broadcast live via the satellite from Fresno, California. So once again, we're just paying our respects to General Vang Pao, a very important leader in the Hmong community in America and throughout. And like I said, just passed away a short while ago. And then the memorial service will be tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. and going until, I don't know how long the funeral is going to be. Any idea, Dr. Ren?
It says on the bottom at least until 8 p.m.
Oh, live footage via satellite will be shown throughout the day until 8 p.m. Okay. And all are welcome to stay and watch. So I encourage anyone that's able to. I mean, I really can't encourage, but anybody that's able to get over there. I wish I was not out of town. I would stop by and pay my respects. But actually, thanks for bringing this paper to my attention, Dr. Rennie. It was a wonderful opportunity for us to pay our respects. Now, also, apparently this is being played on WSAW. Formal welcome, Bao. Oh, no. I'm looking at this all wrong. Never mind. I apologize. So 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. tomorrow. So just so you know about that. Four more minutes to the top of the hour. Once again, K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion on this evening. Are you doing that live, by the way?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I don't have any music.
Oh, well. Yeah, but you don't have it pre-recorded either, do you?
No.
So how would you do it? How would you do it pre-recorded?
Well.
Oh, best of?
He turns the loop on and calls it the Lullaby Explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can just use that one.
Okay. All right, and in case you didn't miss it, in case you missed our show and you're just now, and now you're just tuning in for the first time, we're going to go to Best Of Conversation Digest. Well, think if
I wouldn't say we're missing it.
7:56 p.m., but we're going to go to Best Of at 8 p.m. Dr. Rent's been in the house since 7. We appreciate that. The Ziffelman has made his triumphant return from a hiatus off the broadcast airwaves. He's back, and we hope he'll be a regular fixture on the program like he was for roughly 2.5 years before being gone for, you know, a while. It's good to have him back. Any last words from anybody before we go to the Best Of?
Just trying to test some mics. Can you hear me on this?
Yes. Is that a fourth mic?
These are...
Oh, just a couple other ones, too,
I've
as well.
I've got a couple of mics that I bought at auction. I wanted something else, and they were in the box. And I brought them in, and they were never tested. So I figured if I've got a second, I'm testing them.
Oh, Dr. Rang, can you do that again? Because that level was down there, so I don't know how well that was working.
I heard a clickings. Where'd the Ziffelman run off to?
That? Well, that was just him.
Oh.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. Test, test, test.
Test, test, test.
Test, test, test.
It sounded like the something board clicked almost out. Went. I was scared. I'm like, oh,
well,
crap.
No, that was working. Okay.
Okay, it worked. It does work.
Yeah, right now it is perfectly. So,
Mic check. Test 1, 2. How's that for ending a show? Mic check. Test 1.
Well, it makes me think that'd be a good way to end a concert as well. But I guess they always should have done it before the concert started, I guess, huh? With us, it doesn't matter because we just do nothing but.
They're both hot. Good.
Lunacy. Oh, yeah. It sounds like they are both hot, so that's good. Okay, well, thanks for joining the live version of Conversation Digest. Have a great Super Bowl weekend. If you have any prognostications, keep them to yourself, because now I'm just joking. If you have any prognostications, by all means, you have 35 seconds to 1.5 minutes to call up and tell us what you think is going to happen
in
the game.
Well, I'll just start that sounder then.
All right, and otherwise, we'll see you post-Super Bowl. Be back next week. Unless something changes, it'll be all pre-recorded. And thanks for joining us over the airwaves, broadcasting live from the Wausau area Hmong Mutual Association.
Heart
of Wausau. This has been the Verbal Extravaganza, also Party Central, and Gateway to the Weekend Conversation Digest. You've been listening to the K-Man, the Condition, Dr. Rent, the Ziffelman, in no particular order. Thanks for joining us. This has been WNRBLP Wausau. It still is. WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people. Free radio.
You've just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, famousashtray.com, in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.